Yesterday, we spoke with Anna Solis, who had evacuated her home from near New Orleans. She was at a shelter in Shreveport, Louisiana, and that's where we've reached her today. Ms. Solis, thanks for being back with us.
Thank you.
You had told us yesterday you were there with a number of family members, including a 9-day-old baby boy who was born 4 weeks prematurely. How are you all doing, especially that baby?
The baby is not doing well. He's got jaundice. I checked him here in the shelter yesterday, and his levels were very high, so they suggested that we take him to the hospital. Actually, I'm getting ready to leave as soon as I finish talking to you to go to bring him to the hospital to see how his levels are, and maybe he might have to stay and be under the light. I don't know.
So there is a hospital nearby you can get to?
Yes.
Yeah, that's got to be a huge source of concern for all of you.
Yes.
How are you holding up?
Oh, trying to get up, you know, not think about a lot of things, really. It's every time I try thinking about it, it's kind of overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned yesterday that you had a family member, I think it was the sister of your daughter's husband, who had not left New Orleans.
We have not heard from her. We haven't been able to communicate even with anybody in New Orleans.
Have you found out anything about the neighborhood where they live?
I have not found anything either.
Yeah.
We don't know anything from what we understand from what we've seen in the news, you know. That's all we know. Apparently, we have in our area, I think, 4 to 8 feet of water.
4 to 8 feet?
In our house, yeah.
So it sounds like you will be, it'll be some time before you're able to go back home.
If we can go back to anything at all.
Have you thought about what your short-term plan would be?
Not really. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Is the shelter where you're staying able to take care of you? Does it have what you need?
They've given us everything. They've been wonderful. I had no idea that people could be so good.
Well, Ms. Solis, I'm going to let you go and get that baby to the hospital. Best of luck to everybody there.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Anna Solis is staying at an emergency shelter set up at Louisiana State University in Shreveport. She evacuated from her home in Marrero in the suburbs of New Orleans.